How's it? Hello. I hope you guys are safe. I woke up this morning at maybe around 8 and it was raining like crazy. And I have some good news. So when I woke up, I checked my phone and then I got a text. And sabi ng text, can we move our meeting? And then sabi ko, I'm busy at the time that you want to move it. So we're going to have to postpone it to another day. So the meeting that... the meeting that I was supposed to have this morning, I didn't have any more. It was supposed to be at 11. It's 11:11 right now. Ooh, make a wish. So basically, it meant I got to sleep in and I got to rest. Cuddle weather talaga. Look at outside. It's now the rain isn't that bad. So I mean, it's nothing to really worry about. But I hope you guys are safe. In the middle of the night, I slept on the top floor in Joaquin's room, and like the ceiling started dripping water, and it was really near. Apparently, it was onto the headboard right beside the bed, so it would splash when it, you know, hit the headboard, and then it would leak splash on my face. So it's kind of annoying. I ended up, you know, because I was so sleepy, I ended up putting a pillow on the part where the headboard, you know, just to absorb what was being splashed. But then, you know, when I got the pillow in the middle of the night so I can use it and hug it, it was so wet and so cold. Yeah, just everyday cuento, what's going on, you guys. In other news, I was invited to be a guest at the UP Arts Fair, like... Art, PAHRT, I think there's S, fair, and not as a performing artist that is gonna sing, because that's usually what I'm invited as. This time I was invited as a visual artist, and I was quite surprised, because, I don't know, like, when I do graphic design, I do it corporately, I do it for businesses, so I don't, maybe they meant photography, but when I do photography, I don't do it art photography. I just take pictures for myself or take pictures that are nice on Instagram. Because when you say art photography, like the art part of photography, it's like a whole different world. You know, like you're gonna have these expert black and white, super complicated. You have the symbolism of the meaning of the composition of the blah blah of Henri Cartier-Bresson and what's his name, Ansel Adams, and like all these experts. I don't know, I'm not like that. I just take photos that look good on my feed. Excuse me. But I see this as an opportunity. I see this as an opportunity to paint. And I'm not gonna paint something nice, mind you. I'm gonna get a canvas. I'm gonna get some random paints. And I'm gonna paint like the most weirdest abstract, you know, art, whatever, that you can make. And I'm gonna make like 3 of them. And I'm gonna submit them as my visual art. And people are gonna look at it and they're gonna be like, oh, this is art. And I'll be like, no, I just got paint and splattered paint all over the canvas. And I don't know. Well, no, you know, fine. If you guys out there are actually artists, it actually does count. Like, it counts as a dude who, I don't know, is popular not through visual art, but was invited. So he, you know, decided to... There's this... What do you call the art form? Sorry, I'm rambling on, but... There's this art form that... Is his name Marcel? Gabriel Marcel? Or... wait, let me research, huh? Sige, hold on. I'll publish this and then I will get back to you with... Dada Art. It's called Dada. You guys can look it up. I forgot who it was by. I don't think it was Gabriel Marcel. I think it was somebody else. Dada Art. Basically, this dude got so tired of all this art, get on. And he just decided to stick it to the man. So for this one art exhibition, he put like a urinal there, and then I think words that are kind of obscene or something like that, and really just to flip off the man, so, and the system. Yeah, so it's kind of what I'll be doing.
Hi Nate, just thought it would be fun to ask, what were you like as a kid?
Hey, shout out to you, Daniel or Danielle. I have friends whose names spell the same way. Some of them you say Daniel, some of them you say Danielle. But then your call-in is it's a model call-in. So everybody else who's listening, these are the best call-ins to listen to. They're short and sweet, and they get, you know, the job done, and they ask a question right away. So thank you so much. The rest of you guys, not that you send bad call-ins, but then the long call-ins with greetings and everything, I super duper duper appreciate them, but sometimes I'm gonna have to trim them just for the sake of time. So what Anchor allows you to do is, before you post a call-in that somebody gave, you can trim it to the exact place where the question came in. So thank you for that. Yeah, just so you guys know, like, I love your call-ins, okay? I super love all of your call-ins, so keep sending them in. But I think the best way is to send a question. The best way to send a question is, you know, super compact and precise. As a kid, I was super fat. I loved to read. I loved reading science books. And I loved reading storybooks. So, like, you know, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Little Prince, Hope for the Flowers. These things I found when I was a kid. They're still my favorite books to this day. I loved eating burgers. And to this day, I love eating burgers. And as a kid, I liked playing video games. I don't really play video games anymore. I'm playing one now, if you guys follow the Anchor show. I am playing Hyper Light Drifter, but that doesn't really count. Like, it's more of, I used to play lots of PS2. I played a lot of Nintendo DS. And even before that, I would play a lot of Game Boy. I had a Game Boy Micro. I would play Harvest Moon. I would play Sonic. I would play Mario Kart on the Game Boy. You know, that was actually really good, you know. I played Kingdom Hearts on the PS2. I played Dynasty Warriors, if you guys are familiar with that. Yeah, these are the games that are just popping up. Oh, I played Wii. So that was also, I guess, part of my childhood, no? But a little later into the game. I played, you know, the traditional Wii Sports. I played I think there was Mario Kart. I played Paper Mario also. I played Smash Brothers. If you guys played Smash Brothers, yeah. So that was me as a kid. Just a lot of reading, a lot of eating, a lot of video games. I was quite fat for a while, and then I became thin, and then I became fat again, and then I became thin, and then now I'm, I guess, medyo balanced. I did feel a lot bad coming along, but thanks to Josh from the vlog, he made a fitness program for me. I feel like, you know, when Janina got back last night, she looked at my face and she was like, "Kuya, you got thinner." So I'm like, yeah, I got thinner. You know, I see a jawline again. So I like this perfect balance of, like, I'm not fat, but I'm not thin. Now the conversation moved from childhood to body weight.
Hey, Nate, it's Nevin. So I have a random question for you. Which do you like more, a great book or a great movie? Thank you.
Nevin, I like this question. I really do. When I was younger, you know, the life as a kid. When I was younger, it would be a good book. Like, I would go hands down a good book. You know, it takes much longer to finish, meaning you can savor it, you can enjoy it for longer. There are more details, it's more immersive, you know. But then nowadays, in the fast-paced life that I'm living, I think I would prefer a good movie. Plus, you know, me being immersed in the filmmaking world, me just watching a lot of YouTube movies, videos on, you know, video essays on, like, on movies, on direction, on cinematography, screenplay, on soundtrack, on musical direction. I don't know. I'm appreciating films and movies a lot more now. I do not underestimate the power of a great book. I love books. I would have loved to answer a great book, but nowadays, I think it's a great movie.
Hi, Kuya Nate. It's Gwen. So for today, I have two questions for you. First, I know that people have been asking you this question a lot of times already, but personally, I just want to know, how can I mentally prepare myself for the ASET since 2 weeks na lang and I'm really scared for it? Like, I know you have to study and all those stuff, but what can I do to mentally prepare, like, on the day itself, given that afternoon scared pa ako, so what can I do in the morning? How do I, like, be calm and relax and all those stuff? And my second question is, knowing that I'm a senior now, I'm in grade 12, and it's my last year in high school, what can I do to cherish it? Like, as of now, my grades are going downhill, and I'm so unmotivated to do anything. So, what is your advice on how I can have fun and cherish my last year in high school? That's all. Thank you so much. If they're having a great day.
Gwen, this is super duper, like, personal. I mean, meaning it might not apply to everybody, but then ako kasi, I know that if I prepared for the test like weeks and weeks before, maybe even months, right, then or years, you know, in the time that I was studying high school, like if I prepared for a long time, then I know that any additional preparation on the day itself wouldn't really be worth much. So I don't prepare on the day itself. What I use that day for is, you know, mental preparation. So that's right. Emotional, mental preparation, you're on the right track, especially on the afternoon sketch. So something that I do, I tend to not think about it so that I don't get nervous, because when you're, you know, the more nervous you are, the more prone you are to, I don't know, making mistakes, or the more prone you are to, it's just gonna be too big of a, like, an exaggerated stress in your mind. So I don't want that. What I do is I look at Twitter, I ask friends, and I see if, you know, it was hard or not. But then after that, I know that I'm prepared. I know about, you know, the potential test types that I'm gonna take. I know about the potential, you know, topics I'll have to answer. I just play a video game. Yeah, I would hang out at home. I would read a book. I would try to take my mind off of it. I would watch a YouTube video. I don't know. But I would do something that would take my mind off the stress and the pressure, because, you know, I don't really need to be switched on for the test the whole day. Because I'm sure by the time that you're driving to Ateneo or to the entrance exam, right, that's when you're going to be switching your brain on. That's when you're going to be switching your mind, you know. But at least you didn't spend the whole day having to be nervous, diba? You spent the whole day relaxed lang. You spent the whole day, oh, you know, I'm having fun. I won't worry about later muna. And it, your nervous level, if it started at 7 a.m. when you woke up, by the time you're taking the test, diba, it's, I don't know, your nervous level is at 110. But then if you started getting nervous only in the car ride on the way to Ateneo, your nervous level would probably be around 40 or something like that. I don't know. But you'll be less nervous. And thus, because you're more calm, you'll have easier reach into the information in your brain. There, I'm rambling, but you guys get the point now. Perfect. All right. So aside from the shoot that I have later and the birthday party of Joaquin pala, oh my gosh, I just got a good idea. Okay, I was planning to do the spicy noodle challenge later, but we are going to jump yard later for Joaquin's birthday. I feel like, yeah, like, it's sad that it's not sponsored, right? But yeah, I can take a vlog of me having fun at jump yard. I might try to learn to backflip, I don't know. But yeah, okay, expect a vlog tomorrow about either jump yard or the spicy noodle challenge, or I don't know, just Joaquin's birthday in general or something. Just expect something tomorrow, maybe late at night. Yeah, that's enough rambling for me. Thank you for listening. I'll go read the book now. I forgot my last line. That was supposed to be a smooth ending. Let's use the Carpe Diem together.